Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
And now back in making his fourth appearance with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Pro Bowl quarterback Gus Frerotte. Let me remind you about Gus's background. He's from Kittanning, Pennsylvania, which is 44 miles northeast of my hometown of Pittsburgh along the Allegheny River. In high school, he lettered in football, baseball, and basketball. Played his college ball at Tulsa, where he remained sixth all-time in their passing yards list and ninth in TD passes. His nearly 3,000 yards passing his senior season were the most by a Tulsa quarterback in nearly three decades. He was a seventh-round draft pick in 1994 by the Washington Redskins and played in the NFL from 94 to 2008. For the Redskins, Lions, Broncos, Bengals, Vikings, Dolphins, and Rams. Over the course of his career, he threw for 21,291 yards and 114 touchdowns. He was named to the Pro Bowl in 1996, and this Saturday night, May 19th, he's going to be inducted into the Allegheny-Kiske Valley Sports Hall of Fame, and we are honored that he is back with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Gus, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hi, Gus. Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Man, I'm just tired.
So, Gus, congratulations, my friend. Inducted into the Kiske Valley Hall of Fame this coming Saturday. Got to be a great honor. Got to make you feel really good.
Oh, it does. It's a great honor. And, you know, one of my things is I'm going to really try and celebrate that where I grew up, all the people that I crossed that white line with, all those coaches that put in time to create the foundation that led me to my career, and really give some tribute to them. You know, there's a lot of people that goes through your life. You don't just do it on your own. And so I'm really excited to be able to mention a few of their names and give back in that way as much as I can, because, you know, this just didn't happen by itself. And there's a lot of people involved when you grow up and building your foundation and where you get to go to.
And to that end, Gus, who are the big influencers in your life, whether that was, you know, when you were growing up or when you were making your way through high school, college, and in the pros? Who were some of those guys or gals that made a big influence on your life that helped you get to this point?
Well, obviously, number one was my father. Countless hours in the backyard, throwing baseball, football, you name it, we did it. Come home from work, and I can't tell you how many times I threw a baseball over his head into the woods where I was living, and I'd have to run and go find it. We didn't have that many baseballs, so we couldn't afford to lose any. But, you know, he taught me how to throw a knuckleball. He taught me how to throw a pass and just really worked with me. And then going on to my main career would have been Harry Beckwith, obviously. He helped me in high school. I mean, I broke my neck in ninth grade and didn't really want to ever play football again. And Harry brought me out, brought me back slowly, and eventually led me to a scholarship, and then eventually led me to his daughter, Ann. And we've been together for 25 years. 25 years, been together for almost 28. So I owe a lot to Harry. And then obviously in college, Coach David Rader, who's a state legislator in Oklahoma now, but Coach Rader brought me along into the new era of passing. I ran the wing tee in high school, didn't throw the ball that many times. And I don't know if you know much about Harry Beckwith. He's a Hall of Fame coach in Pennsylvania himself, and he was big in Delaware wing tee. And there wasn't many passes going on when I was playing in high school, but Coach Rader brought me along, taught me really how to read defenses, how to throw the ball downfield, how to dissect it, and how to put players in the right position, and taught me a lot. And then getting to the NFL, you know, my first head coach was North Turner, but I give a lot of credit to my first quarterback coach, who was Cam Cameron. Cam and I came in the NFL. We were both rookies. He was a rookie coach. I was a rookie player. And we spent countless hours making every throw that was in our playbook. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for spending all that time with me.
Gus, I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to get your thoughts, because as I was sort of looking back over the course of your career, I started to see a lot of similarities between your situation and the things that you went through and with what we're seeing from Kirk Cousins. right? You're drafted in the seventh round in 94, but they also draft Heath Shuler, with the third overall pick. When Cousins comes in, he's a fourth round pick, RG3, the number three overall pick that year. You guys were both drafted into situations where, quite honestly, I don't know that they ever suspected that either one of you would be the franchise quarterback that you turned out to be. You played 12 years in the league, went to the Pro Bowl. Cousins now is the guy in Minnesota where you also played. Shuler and RG3 sort of flamed out pretty quickly, but a lot of parallels between you and Kirk Cousins. Do you see the same?
Yeah, I've talked to Kirk before about that. I was actually at the Pro Bowl one year when Ezekiel Elliott went his first year, and they brought their high school coaches. So it was kind of surreal being down there, and I was able to spend some time with Kirk. And, our paths are very similar, and I think the one thing that we can say is just that we've always kind of been the underdog coming from the small areas and just had to work hard and really didn't matter where you were drafted, where you picked, or, if you were a five-star. I don't even know if we had that when I went to college, but, whatever it was, you just worked hard. And that's what the mentality was that my father gave me was, no matter what you do, you go out and you do it hard and you do it to your best of your ability and you let the chips fall where they may. And that's where Kirk and I, obviously have some similarities. Now, Kirk's been able to really be, very successful in he's doing a lot of great things. He's set a lot of records with the, Redskins, which has been nice, but it hasn't gotten him where he wants to go as far as, winning a championship and being in the right place and having that support around him. And I don't know if the Redskins were ever going to give him that. And so you got to move on. And he picked a team. I think the Vikings put a lot of time and effort into thinking about whether they should try to work with the three quarterbacks they had or bring somebody new in. And they chose to go with Kirk and try to get some value and support from the other quarterbacks in trades and all that kind of thing. And I think that he's going to work out really well. I think he'll do well in the Dome. He's back kind of in that north where, he played college ball and all that. And, I think he's going to fit in really well. So our paths were very similar. Nobody ever thought or even thought about me until, Heath never showed up for training camp and I got to pick every rep and then I got to play in some preseason games and then he gets hurt and then I get to go in and play a little bit more and John Freeze gets hurt and I get to play a little bit more and get to start against the Colts and throw four touchdowns and, It's just hard work. You keep your nose to the grindstone, keep it clean, and try to make the best of everything.
Bob, questions for Gus?
Great to speak with you again, Gus. And you mentioned your time in Washington, your 5 years. You got the chance to play in both places, RFK and Jack Kent Cook. And I was at RFK once, Gus. That was back in the Hog days, and it was just the Larry Browns. And it was just, there's ghosts in that place, and it was really a special place. Compare the two places for me, and especially your memories of RFK.
Well, first of all, it's good talking to you as well, Bob. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, thinking about that, I don't think there are any comparisons because I think RFK absolutely blows it away. It's still my favorite stadium I've ever played in and ever been a part of a game in. Just like you said, there are ghosts in that place. And when you were in there and the bleachers were bouncing, and the band's playing, and the Hoggets are waving, and I was able to play the last game ever at RFK and beat the Dallas Cowboys, and then got to play the first game ever at Jack Kent Cook, and I think we beat the Arizona Cardinals that game, and it was just something special. Jack Kent Cook was a spaceship out in the middle of nowhere, which was big, and it was completely different than where RFK was, and there was something special about RFK. When you got to go to a game and you drive through the nation's capital and, you can take different routes and obviously you never wanted to be late, but, you can go past the White House, the Capitol, whatever you wanted to drive past that day. And it was just an amazing thing to be able to do that. And then to go to Jack Cook, to drive on 495 from Northern Virginia to get to Jack Kent Cook where it's way across, that was stressful. I think we should have just got 3 points for having to drive that drive from our hotel the whole way over there.
And after the recent NFL draft, Gus, we heard a lot about one of the quarterbacks who were picked. We heard a lot about arm strength and everything. And I want to get your take on that. You know, it's the game now, Gus, as you know, they don't throw down the field as much as they did, as you did in the 90s and even before that, obviously. When they talk about arm strength these days, Gus, are they talking guys that can really thread the needle at short distances rather than guys that throw the quote-unquote bombs of yesteryear?
I don't know. I think arm strength comes down to being able to thread the needle, but I don't think it's at short distances. I think it's that, you know, I think the standard is still that 20-yard, that, mm-hmm. that they call that anything 20 and plus is a big play. And the more big plays you have in the game, the better your chances are of winning. And it's those quarterbacks that can make those big, you know, those deep digs, those comebacks, those bang eights, all those kind of throws, post throws. And obviously, you try to throw a nine out all the time just to keep the defense honest, and hopefully you can hit some. But I think when you talk about quarterbacks, not just arm strength, but, you know, I think there's a lot of guys out there that can throw a ball, football through a wall. I think it's arm strength plus reaction time, plus anticipation, plus accuracy. It's all those things, and, you know, the great ones all have it. And if you watch from behind a quarterback, probably all those guys that can throw the rock, they're throwing it when those guys, receivers' heads aren't even turned yet. And there's just something about that you can get out and make that throw. I've seen it time and time again, 15 years in the NFL, you see a lot of quarterbacks come through camp. They can play 7-on-7 all day. As soon as somebody's running right at their face and they got to make a 25-yard throw, it's not going to happen. And that's what separates people.
Gus, you alluded to this a moment ago, but you started 4 games your rookie year, 11 games your second year, and by year 3, all 16 games, and you finished that season 6th in the league in passing yards. You know, ahead of guys like Elway and Aikman, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, and you helped the Redskins get over 500 for the first time in the post-Joe Gibbs era. Looking back, you got to be extremely proud of what you were able to accomplish in just your third season.
Oh, I am. I mean, just to play in the NFL for 15 years, I'm extremely proud. And to be able to go into a situation like I was, you know, I never expected any of that. And like I said, when you're the underdog, you just play. You just go out and, you know, I never thought that I'd be able to sign somebody. Somebody would ask me for an autograph. And then there you are, and you're on the front page of the Washington Post before the president. And it's a surreal feeling. The place is incredible. And we had a lot of fun, my wife and I. We've been together ever since we've been in the NFL. And we got to share in every moment, every memory. It was just an incredible feeling. And really proud. Obviously, things happened to me in D.C., and everybody knows it. My kids are always like, hey, Dad, you're on ESPN again. But I'm like, hey, I guess I'll be on there forever. But, you know, it is what it is. And you go through life, and that's what I try to teach kids all the time when I talk to them. It's like, look, I probably had one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to anybody. And I was on the Washington Post for the good things and for the bad things. And I've had to scratch and claw my whole career, but I never let it stop me. And I was able to keep climbing and keep pushing and play and do something that I absolutely love to do for 15 years. Actually 25 years, if you count high school and midgets and everything else that I played in. So, football has given me so much, and hopefully that through the rest of my life, I can give back to it a little bit.
Gus, the Redskins brought in Alex Smith now to be the starter next season. Your expectations for Alex plus for the Redskins next season? What do you think they're going to do?
I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that because, you know, I don't think Alex Smith and Kirk are very different. I think they're pretty similar. They're both. I think Alex can scramble obviously a little bit more than Kirk, but Alex has got to get the support around him just like Kurt has to. And we're going to see if the Redskins are going to do that. Obviously, Alex is a seasoned veteran, been around a long time, knows how to read defense, makes a lot of great throws, proved that he has a stronger arm than people thought last year. And, you know, I'm excited to see him. It's going to be a different league, a different type of play for him. And, you know, I hope it works out because I'd love to see the Redskins get back on track where there's a 10-year waiting list for tickets and not like it is now.
Gus, before we let you go, you're now the VP of Brain Performance Initiatives for a company called RC21X, and your application helps assess brain health. Remind our listeners about what the product is, and then anything new you've got going on and how they can find it.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's exciting. They've actually made me the Vice President of Business Development, so which is cool. I don't know what that means, but it's a new title. Something different. But, yeah, you know, we've really tried to push our technology into a space that everybody understands. And really, it's about brain performance, because we aligned ourselves with the human performance at the University of Texas in Arlington. And it's all about performance. And we all have to look at it a different way in our lives every day, whether, you know, we get up and go to work, or whether we just are trying to get up and move every day. If we're a kid going to school, different things affect your performance, like diet and exercise, injury and illness, medication or drugs, stress, anxiety. All those things affect our brain performance. And we want to give you a tool that everybody can use on their phone that you can measure that. And now if you can measure it and something does affect it, then you can manage it and you can make an assessment to make yourself better. And really, we want to be a proactive tool to help everyone in this world understand their brains a little bit better and really be able to react in a positive, proactive way to their performance. And I'll give you a little bit of an example. There's a gentleman in Minnesota who used to film with NFL film. He's filmed several of my games. He retired at the age of 71. He was having a lot of problems after he retired because his life slowed down, dramatically changed, and he was having issues, cognitive issues. And he took up juggling to try and focus, to try to get back to where he was. It wasn't working. My friend Dean Dalton gave him the app. He plays it every morning, and it's gotten him back on track. It warms his brain up every morning. It lets him know where he is, and now he's winning Toastmaster events all over the state of Minnesota. And I can't tell you how many times he's called me and thanked me. And it's just one after another that we keep getting people on. It's keep people like you letting me come out and talk about it, and I really appreciate it. And if we can help somebody change their life around or save a life, then that's what we're all here for.
It's fantastic stuff, Gus. You know, kudos to you guys for what you're doing. Let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things you're doing, whether it's online or it's over social media?
Yeah, you know, they can follow me. I'm on Facebook, just at Gus Barat. I'm on Twitter at Gus Barat. And then you can go to our website, rc21x.com or robertoapp.com. We're named after the great Roberto Clemente. We're partners with the family. I get to speak to Roberto Jr. and ask him questions about his dad all the time. So you can go to those sites, robertoapp.com, and look us up. I'm on all those as well. And I just really appreciate you guys having us on. And we're going to change the world like Clemente wanted to. And we're going to really work to do that and be a difference in this world.
You're fantastic, Gus. Thank you so much for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. We always love having you on. Hopefully we get the privilege of doing it again real soon in between now and then.
Thank you,
all the best to you and your family, Gus.
Yeah. Anytime. Thanks, Bob and Chris. Thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
You too, Gus.
Thank you, Gus.
That's former Pro Bowl quarterback Gus Farrat. And Bob, RC21X.com is the name of the site, and it's fantastic stuff. I've downloaded the app on my phone, and it'll get your brain going, just like he said. So hopefully they get more and more people looking at it, downloading it, and playing it. Because it's like he said, particularly with a lot of his peers, right? The former players that we talk to that are having, you know, cognitive issues later on in life. Hopefully, this is an app that can help all those guys out.
That's true, Chris. And we know as we get up there in age, when the body goes, you got to keep that mind going well. So what he's doing is great stuff. Not only was he a very good quarterback, but he's taken his knowledge and his intelligence to another level now and helping people. And Gus is great. I got goosebumps talking to him about RFK, Chris. Great memories.